Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Hello, and thanks for joining me today. Today I've got a very special topic. It's the healing power of forgiveness. I'm going to be talking all about forgiveness and the way that it can impact us not only emotionally, but how it can impact us physically. And I'm also going to be taking your calls. So if you have any question for me that you'd like to ask a question about forgiveness, I will be sharing where we store a lot of the emotions that are tied to our inability to forgive within in the body. So if you have a question about forgiveness or you have a question about your health in the U.S. and Canada, you can call me at 877-230-3062. And then we have a second number for international callers as well as U.S. and Canada. And that number is 425-644-5620. So I'm going to be talking about forgiveness, but I just could not start the show off without talking about today as a very special day, September 9th, 09, 999. And if we go back 30 days, what we'll find is that on August 9th, 2009, we actually had a tremendous shift of consciousness take place. And a lot of people called me and emailed me and said, Carol, it doesn't feel any different. It's not supposed to be different, only different in the way that we see things and how we view our life. So on 8-9-09 and August 9th, we actually went through a shift of consciousness that the impetus behind it was that we stopped looking at our life through our day timers or through our schedulers or through just what is happening in our outside world. And we go in and we look at our life through the eyes of our soul. When we look at our life through the eyes of the soul, a lot of the angst and a lot of the frustration and busyness that we feel like we're, that's just consuming our lives, it seems to change in the way we look at our life. In fact, I started, about 10 days after that event, I actually started creating something called the Wit and Wisdom of the Soul. You can go in and find it on my website, www.ritberger.com, or you can go to my Twitter page, or you can go to my Space page, or my Facebook page, or my blog. We post it on all of those things. But every day, I go in and I just basically look at the day's activities and say, how does the soul see these activities? And in August 9th, that's what we are really asked to do, is we were asked to just shift our perception. It was more of a mental shift than it was physically. So when people would call or email and they'd say, Carol, nothing seems different, I would say to them, how were you when you woke up this morning? And they said, well, I was great. I said, did it seem different? And they said, well, yeah, I guess so. I felt like I had a lot more gratitude. I was appreciative of the things that, you know, like that cup of coffee or that warm shower or, you know, my dog snuggling me or my kitty cat. Now, that happens all every day for the most part. But what just changed is we realized and recognized the subtle things. And that's what the August 9th was all about. It's about noticing the subtle, because that's where the soul really finds its pleasure. It's not in the blatant or the accumulation of all the wealth that we have, meaning things. It isn't that it doesn't like those, because it helps the quality of life and our thinking, but the soul really doesn't measure success on what we do, but it measures it on how we do it. So that was what the shift was. Now, 999, today, we actually are going to enter into a new stage in this whole shifting of consciousness. And what today represents, it represents a drive of the creativity to come from the inside to be able to express itself on the outside. And what that means is that you may find that you're longing to do things that you used to do that were just fun or that were creative, that allowed your mind to have some reprieve from all the hustle and bustle of the daily life or all the mental challenges or all the heavy, you know, limitations or burdens that we have around the way we think. So today actually ends the completion. The number 9 in numerology is ending. It's the number of completion. And we have a triple trinity or triple nines. Now, the number nine itself is completion and ending, but it also represents the ending of a trinity, body, mind, and soul, meaning that the things that kept us separated and disconnected so the body, mind, and soul could be able to communicate with each other, those situations have now ended. Those thoughts, those patterns of behavior are now in the ending process today. They basically end. And then with that becomes a new beginning. So again, I go back to this creativity. You may find yourself wanting to paint or wanting to sew or wanting to learn to play music or learning to play a guitar or bake bread or learn a new hobby such as golf or whatever it may be. But you'll find that between now and November, this desire to unlock this creativity that you have inside is going to become very pronounced in your thinking. And I was telling some friends about this the other day and some intuitives, and they were saying, but gosh, Carol, I don't know about your schedule. My schedule's so full, I don't even have a chance to bring in any kind of creativity. And I said, you know, it's like the soul just says, can't we find even 5 minutes a day to do something we truly love? And what we love has creativity tied behind it. So again, that's what this is all about. On the 999, it's the triple trinity. But if you start and you combine those numbers, three nines are 27. The number two is finding balance in life. It's the balance between the masculine and feminine aspect of who we are. Masculine energy represents what we do outside. Feminine energy represents what we do inside. Number seven is a mystical number. Number seven marks the beginning. Number nine is the completion and the ending. Number seven is the beginning. So again, shift of perception. You may find that you're appreciating those little things that you took for granted, and all of those things will be part of the balancing that is needed to be able to feel like you have some semblance of control over your life and it isn't being controlled by life's demands or other people's demands. So really a very exciting time. But now today I need to tell you that because the number 999 energetically is refining the kind of the attunement and kind of like doing a telephone service would do, reconnecting parts of our soul, the body, the mind, the soul together, so all are working in cooperation. What you may find today is you may feel a little out of sorts, or you may even find yourself thinking that you've forgotten something. It's like, what was I supposed to do? What was I supposed to bring? You may find yourself going to get something at another part of the house and getting there and going, now, what was I trying to get? So it isn't confusion, but what it is it's an indicator for us, that mental consciousness part of us or conscious part of us. It's for us to remember that the old is past. And what that means is a lot of the things that we did by rote, meaning we didn't even think about them, we're going to change some patterns. And that may feel like it's a little uncomfortable and you're out of sorts. The energy of that will be today and then probably roll over until maybe midday tomorrow, depending on where you are. You'll have to determine midday. The universe doesn't go by the time clocks that we do here on Earth. So, you know, midday could be 9 hours later, 15 hours later if you're in China or depending where you are. But anyway, if you just look at midday. So the thing today to do is if you feel like you're forgetting something, make list. And what you'll do is that will keep you on track with the things that you want to get accomplished today, but it will also reprieve the mind from that constant constant repeating of what needs to be done. What did I forget? What do I need to do? What do I need to do? What do I need to do? That rumination is something that basically creates so much confusion in us, and basically it just distracts us tremendously. So wonderful, wonderful day, the launch of creativity. Find something that you have always wanted to do, or maybe something that you have done that you truly, truly love. And then today, just 5 minutes. That's all the soul asked for to begin with. Just squeeze in 5 minutes starting today for the rest of your life that you will be able to do what you truly love to do. Interesting quote I read not too long ago that says, we never procrastinate around the things we love to do. And that's really what this is all about. It's about engaging back in life. So happy 999. Well, let's see. Let's get back to the topic that I was going to start out with, and that's the healing power of forgiveness and a lot of the things that we can do from this day forward as far as 999 is to look at forgiveness. Actually, forgiveness is a very courageous act for us to engage in. And it's, we've been conditioned to forgive other people, and that there's a courageousness about doing that. But there's even more so a courageousness when we go in and we start looking at how we can forgive ourselves. So forgiveness not only requires that we forgive others, we forgive ourselves. But it's important to note that forgiveness is not forgetting. That mind isn't one that is going to say, that's going to go by our rules. When we say, okay, mine, I want you to forgive my mom for all the things she did, or my sister, or my brother, or my husband, or my, you know, partner, whatever it is. I want to forgive them for everything. Well, the mind goes in and it says, okay, well, we can do that, but it won't forget what the actual act was. So when you look at forgiveness around other people, you have to go in and forgive yourself. And what does that mean? You have to go in and find the emotion that is attached to that event, to that situation. For example, maybe a lot of us are carrying so many different things from our childhood. In fact, birth to 13, so much of what we do the rest of our life is learning how to deal and forgive the things that happen. Maybe we have a pattern of behavior or a situation that comes up over and over and over and over again. And what we do is we go in and we think, oh, I thought I did all that work around it, and I thought I forgave that person, or I forgave myself for it. But there's still an emotional charge that may be lingering and lurking deep down inside. And so what forgiveness asks us to do is, it doesn't ask us to forget the event, but just go in and find that emotion and then let it go. And there's a lot of rituals we can do. And, you know, we can do it in a fun way. We can wrap it up in a healing bag and just send it out to the universe. It'll take care of it. Or we could write in our journal a letter of forgiveness, not only to the person, but forgiving ourselves. We could actually go in and do something that we love to do that's creative, that would distract us from the emotion. As it distracts us from that emotion, once it's surfaced, it starts to heal itself. So a lot of things that we can do. Forgiveness fills our heart with self-love, and it floods our minds actually physically with endorphins. And those endorphins create this feel-good feeling of compassion and happiness. Its action actually begins the healing process, and it acts like a soothing balm for the mind, the body, and the soul. Forgiveness always moves us away from our ego and moves us closer to our soul. When we're unable to forgive, the Navajo Indian said that when you're unable to forgive, it's like taking poison and waiting for aspects of yourself to die. Well, that certainly is a metaphor, because it isn't so much the act itself again, but what it is, it's really the act of holding that emotional charge that keeps you away from being your true self, or loving yourself, or more importantly, accepting yourself. Forgiveness has within it many gifts. The first is it begins to restore the balance and that energetic dialogue between the soul, the mind, and the body. When we're consumed with negative emotions associated with our emotional hurts and traumas, we're unable to, kind of that cliche, see the forest through the trees, for the trees, meaning that we're unable to find the gift of forgiveness and the gifts that are forgiveness within the experience itself. Some of these gifts include that it facilitates the expansion of consciousness, because it heightens our awareness of what we're thinking and what we're feeling. 999 is the portal. It's the opening for us to be able to go in and to really look at our life and to heighten our awareness and look at it, and not so much from what isn't working, but look at our life from the perspective of the soul. What is working? And we've been so conditioned to see all the things that are blah, blah, blah. They're really bad, whatever it may be. But the soul never sees that. The soul never sees a to-do list with so much that you can't accomplish it in 24 hours. The soul sees it as a list of the things that you would like to accomplish. If you do, so be it. If you don't, so be it. There's no judgment around it. When we have this expansion of consciousness, it forces us to become this observer of our own behavior. And then in doing so, we're able to see what doesn't work. We can listen to the same story we tell over and over again, the same patterns of behavior. More importantly, we can become really aware of the comfort zones we have. Forgiveness helps us see the experiences from another person's point of view, and it makes it possible for us to confront the differences that we have between ourselves and the people that are involved in our lives. One of the gifts that I find with working with personality in my world, as long as I've been doing it 28 years now, I can't believe that. But what I found is that when you look at the other people from a perspective of personality, you recognize that in many cases, the people that created a lot of the hurts inside really weren't intending to do that. Now, that isn't always the case. I'm the first one to admit that. But for the most part, the people aren't willing to do that. And then, as a result, then what we do is we think they're trying to make our life miserable. It really isn't that case. They just see the world differently. So forgiveness encourages us to honor our own needs and to set the boundaries around what's acceptable to us and what isn't. Forgiveness comes from the heart, so rather than acting out of anger and hate and revenge, we simply embrace the whole experience and look within to find ways to get rid of, again, that emotional charge. So in the heart, the lower ventricle, left ventricle, is where we hold sadness. And in the realm of the world of forgiveness, when we forgive other people, but we don't forgive ourselves, we hold sadness there. Or if we don't forgive other people, we hold sadness there. And heart attacks are the result of the emotion held of sadness. So if you have sadness somewhere in your life, forgiveness gives you a chance to go in and look at that part of your life and to find out what can you do to change that emotion to sadness. You can change it to joy. Affirmations work wonderful. Visualization works wonderful. But again, we have to go in and we have to find that deep sadness and we have to literally fill it with joy. 999 helps us do that, because when we go in and we touch that deep sadness, if we bring forward our creativity, that sadness immediately starts to transmute and change into something differently. It's an opportunity instead of being maybe an albatross in our past. The energy of forgiveness is not only a fundamental element of healing, but it's actually a mandatory process of pre-healing, meaning getting rid of the energy patterns within our field that will allow the body to be able to heal itself. Not forgiving ourselves actually robs us of energy, because it takes a tremendous amount of energy for us to hold on to all of the events that happen in our life. Now, please be very aware in the work that I do that it's easy to talk about forgiveness in a very straightforward manner, but only you can go in and do it. And many times the hurt that's associated with that experience that created the sadness, or maybe the longevity in which that experience occurred, and so forth, it's going to take some time. So when you start with forgiving yourself, then what you do is you recognize this may take some time, and you don't just put a Band-Aid on a boo-boo. You actually go in and allow the emotion, maybe of sadness or anger, to surface. And then every time it does, you ask yourself and your soul, what can I do to accept myself and to let this go? So again, not to be glib about it at all, but from the standpoint, it may take time, and be patient and loving with yourself in order to be able to give yourself what you need to be able to accept yourself. So again, very important. And as we're entering in this 999, use creativity in order to be able to find ways to forgive yourself. I know personally, I've certainly been on the same treadmill and the same hamster wheel as everybody else with all this busyness. My producer Rebecca and I were talking about this before we started the show, and how crazy life seems like it's happened. happened and how it was May and now it's September. And it's almost like being emotionally numb as we go through the days. But deep down inside, that soul wants us to be free of the things that hold us in those patterns of behavior. And it wants us to express our creativity because that's really the joy in the heart. So 999. Ending of the old, the beginning of something new. What a glorious day it is for all of us to be able to start today and say, what do I really want to do today that's going to fill my heart and my body and my soul and my energy with joy and happiness? So I'm going to continue to talk about forgiveness when I go into the second segment. But right now, let's take Selma from Colorado. Hi, Selma.
It's always good to hear your smiling voice.
Well, thank you very much. What a great way to take the first call. I love you, honey.
Well, it's very mutual because I learn a lot from you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. So how can I help you today?
Well, obviously, I need to forgive something around my financial situation. So I wondered if you had any insight on that for me.
Boy, I do. Your soul just came out inside, and it came out in front of me, and it goes, it rubbed its hands together and goes, oh boy, Carol, I've been waiting for her to ask this question. So the first thing is, my love, you are not motivated by money. Now, that doesn't mean that you don't want it, because it creates the freedom that you're looking for and the security. But if you work for just money, then it's going to rob you of the things that you really love to do around making money. So that's the first thing is, when your soul came in and says, tell her, first of all, she's not motivated by money. She's motivated by friendships, relationships, being able to create those deep bonds that are needed to be able to sustain herself financially. The other part your soul said is the financial perspective that you have. It belongs to other people. I can tell you, first of all, it belongs to your father, but more importantly, the fear around it belongs to your mother. And in that particular case, you had a lot of training and a lot of observation around those two different areas as far as finances themselves. When you look at finances, look at what you want the money to bring to you. Yes, you want it to bring security. Yes, you want it to bring the freedom that you in your personality color are looking for. You want it to have some long-term effects so you don't have to worry about it. That's your dad's gift to you. So you, all of those things are very important, but you have to do something you really enjoy doing in order to make the money. You don't work to live. You live to work. There's a huge difference there. Living to work means you need to love what you're doing to make the money. And if you are not, then you're working to live, meaning you're working for the money. And really, honestly, honey, you're at odds with yourself. So having said that part, now your soul says, let's get down to the nitty gritty. There are some things that you have. When was the last time your soul says, when was the last time, Carol, ask her, when was the last time you had a garage sale?
I think I need to get rid of a bunch of stuff, huh?
Yeah. It came up and goes, garage sale. I see this big old sign, garage sale, or Craigslist. But it seems like when I touch you around the finances via your soul, it says you've got a lot of things that you could turn into some money that would give you some of the reprieve that you're looking for right now. And it's easier to do that than it is to try to go out and figure out what you want to do when you grow up. That's just a challenge that you're going to have for quite a while, mainly because I don't think you're going to ever grow up. And I say that with great love. I hope you don't. You've got a wonderful sense of humor.
Yeah.
So
oh, I love
from that. From that standpoint, let's think garage sale. Let's think Craigslist. Let's go in and start cleaning some closets and seeing what you have that basically just feels like it's weighing you down. The other thing is, honey, what do you do right now to earn your living?
I'm a body worker, and I've done that for 20 years, and I have loved it. But I feel like it's done and there's something else, and I don't know what the something else is.
I couldn't agree with you more. And from that standpoint, again, it isn't that what you do in body work isn't the wrong thing to do, but what you do, the common core of who you are is energy. Everything that you do, whether it's working with nature or working with people or working with animals, any direction you go, your common theme is energy. And my sense is that while you're a body worker, that has become so much rote, meaning that you just do it. And there are very few times within the process that you get that spark of creativity around it. Now, this time of 999 is all about reinventing. Reinventing isn't recreating. What I mean by that, recreating means, okay, let's throw the body work out the window and let's go in and put you in an office. Recreating means starting absolutely from scratch and building off of that. But if you looked at reinventing yourself, looking at your body work, what part of it do you love? The part that you love is you love being able to heal people energetically. I can tell you, first of all, you start at the soul and end up at the body. But what you've been doing is starting at the body and maybe with certain people that you've had over the course of your time of the 20 years, you've got to touch the soul. Maybe this is just a shift of perception. Maybe your body work is start with a soul like it did. Your soul gave me garage sale, Craigslist, you know, all these different things. Go in and develop that intuitive part of you, meaning just let it come forward. You're very intuitive. And then what you'll do is then your body work will change. Then it won't be like the same procedure. Then you'll have these hidden messages that come forward and then your hands will be directed certain ways. And then my sense is that you've got a great medicine bag full of lots of tricks. And maybe you need to add a couple more things because times have changed around energy and maybe it's around soul psychology and maybe it's about since we've entered this time of the soul, maybe your work, body work, is starting on the inside body, which is the soul. Just a thought. That's your soul is up there putting cue cards in front of me. Say this, say this, say this, say this, say this. So what that'll do is that's going to change the people that you're attracting to your work. Yahoo, this is good. Not that they're bad people. You've completed that part of your initiation. You've completed that part of the work. People at that period of time in the 20 years wanted you to help them with their body. This is a whole new way of thinking. Now people want to know, they want to know, Selma, what is my soul? What does it look like? What does it feel like? How can I bring my soul's expression forward in my body to be able to heal it? What does that ache and pain mean? What is this, you know, what does forgiveness mean? And if we looked at it from the soul's perspective, just let go of the emotion. Find it, hunt it down, let it go. And that's the way the soul sees it. So that part of it will help. Your clientele have been of the mentality that everything is fix me, fix me, fix me. Now what you're going to do, and you've actually started it in the last month, attracting people that are saying, show me, show me, show me. And so a whole new world opening up for you, hon.
Oh, that's wonderful. I really needed to hear that right now.
Oh, so, so exciting. Now, that doesn't mean that you're going to wake up and go, oh, my gosh. You know, I even did this the other day with being a medical intuitive. In fact, it was just yesterday. And I was thinking, you know, I've been doing this for a long time. And you know, it's beginning to feel like work and I love it. And then when I'm doing it all kind of alone in my house, writing books and doing all the things I'm doing, it feels like work. When I do get on the phone like this, it's like, oh my gosh, this is what I love. So something as simple as that reinventing is, Carol, how can you bring more of that love and joy talking to people? Selma, how can you bring their soul forward, sweetie, so they can get a different picture of it? It's so elusive in our thinking. Why don't you create a wonderful picture? Why don't you paint your room? Why don't you paint? Just go in and paint. Paint something. Put something on the ceiling, clouds or sayings or little things in there that would just bring that soul forward. That fun, huh?
Yeah.
Anyway, so I think garage sale and Craigslist, sweetie, is on your agenda.
Okay, thank you so much, Carol, for this and for everything that you do. I appreciate you.
Well, thank you, and I appreciate you as well. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. Let's go in and let's go ahead and take a very, very short break. I'm going to come back, talk a little bit more about forgiveness, but more importantly, I'm going to do what I love, and that is taking your calls. So please stay tuned.
How would you you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month, she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Well, thank you for joining me and welcome back. Today I'm talking about the healing power of forgiveness, and I've been talking and weaving in this wonderful date of 999, the time of completion, the beginning, new beginnings, and then also talking about this whole perception of how we're beginning to see our lives through the eyes of the soul and how today really is going to unleash that inner creativity that we have. And I had an occasion to go to a wonderful little restaurant out in the middle of nowhere in this wine country. It's just kind of off the beaten path. And I was, and told us his name was Guido and was told us that he was going to, Giovanni Guido was his name, that he was going to be cooking for us today and that he had all these different specials. And he went through all these different things and he talked about the fruits and vegetables that he was going to be preparing in the meals today as if they were just an exquisite treasure. And so we decided to have pears with provolone cheese and he put them on rosemary skewers and drizzled a little bit of olive oil. And when he's talking, and because so I could see auras all the time, I am looking at his aura and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger as he talks about these things and this passion that he has. And so we were saying, what brought you out here? And he said, well, I was a doctor in Italy. And then I came to the United States to be a doctor. And he said, the world of medicine of a doctor in the United States isn't one that allows them to have the time with the people the way they want to. And it just robbed me of my passion. So I decided to go back to Italy and learn how to become a chef. And I looked at him and I thought, you know, here he was, someone that most of us would admire as being this, being a doctor. And all he wanted to do in his passion was being a chef. And what he did is every course that he brought out, he paired with an exquisite wine and he talked about the wine and the whole thing. And what he did is the whole lunch took about 3 hours. And you know, in the United States, it's like, okay, if we don't get service in 10 minutes, we're out of here, or 30 minutes, we're out of here. But what he said is that slow eating, not only feeds the body, it nourishes the soul, but he says it just delights the taste buds. So again, that's what this is all about. And it's all about that creativity and it's all about forgiving. So again, think of those things as you go through the next few days and make them a part of your daily activity. And it will really bring forward a lot of the emotions that we have deep down inside. And it makes forgiving so much easier because it doesn't feel like work. Well, before I jump in and start taking calls, I want to invite you to join me on a teleclass that I have coming. It's called Your Health. The topic is fibrocystic disease and fibroids. And it's going to be on September 24th, 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern time, and I'm going to be talking about fibroids and how fibroids and fibroid cyst or fibrocystic disease tied to the breast, really, while they're not clinically associated, are very, very similar in the ways that they present themselves in the body and the hidden meanings they have behind them. And both breast cyst and fibroids energetically is an indicator that somewhere within both of those areas that we are struggling as women to embrace our feminine energy without being tied in to the gender expectations that we have to take on as roles. So if you're interested in hearing more, if you have fibroids or breast cyst, or you have a friend or a mother or someone that you know, then I encourage you to join me on September 24th, 5 o'clock Pacific time, 8 o'clock Eastern time. You can actually register on my website, www.ritberger.com. I'm going to also share how those fibroids and cysts actually look in the energy field, and then that way you'll have a visualization, and then you can go in and start the process of healing. In fact, most breast cyst and fibroids can actually be shrunk down in size and even eliminated through holistic means, alternative therapies instead of surgery. So again, if you would like to go back and sign up, it's www.ritberger.com. All right, so let's go in and let's jump right into Martha on line two. Hi, Martha. How are you?
Hi, good afternoon, Carol.
How can I help you, hon?
Carol, I had a question with regards to, and I don't know if it's just tied to the time of the year here, but just the last few days, I've had a lot of different energies in my home, and just I'm completely exhausted.
Yeah.
And just a lot of emotions weighing very heavily on me, and I want to know how maybe unforgiveness in my past or my family heritage are showing up in my body and in my field now.
Absolutely. And again, I don't mean to take away your uniqueness, but this feeling of a lot of energetic visitors is really this shifting of consciousness as we're moving in to the next phase. And a lot of those energetic visitors are what I call kind of those little Velcro bodies that are stuck to us from our past. And the emotional part is to bring those emotions from deep inside. We go through every day, we do emotional work. We may not be consciously aware of that, but every day we're aware of our emotions and we're aware of what we need to do to change those emotions. But with the shifting of consciousness in August and where we are now in September, and really preparing for the shift that's going to occur in 2012, we're going in and some of the things that we thought that we've worked on are coming up and bubbling to the surface. Those are the emotions. And we're having a chance to realize how long those emotions have been buried deep inside and how they've colored so much of our life and impacted our behavior. And if you could see those emotions as just a pot on the stove that's bubbling and it feels like it's going to bubble over, then what you do is just turn the heat down a little bit. You're not going to get rid of them, but just take away that sense of urgency that you've got to deal with it right now. Choose one emotion. Choose one thing from your past, hun, that is still coloring your behavior today. And then go in one thing and then take and look at that thing and then look at it through the eyes of your soul. And what you'll do is it may not change the emotion, but then you'll realize that maybe what you're carrying was a fear of your mother's. It didn't even have anything to do with you, or maybe that sibling rivalry or something traumatic that happened in our past, whether it was incest or whatever. I mean, there's a lot of deep, deep things we hold as human beings. Go in and look at those different things. And it isn't go back and relive them. It's like, what can I do? How can I get that emotion out and put it in a place where I don't have to carry it? Because that takes a lot of energy. And so that's something that you're being asked to do. There is one person in your life that I can pick up that is impacting the relationship that you're in right now. And if you can go back, you don't have to do it on air, but if you can go back, there's one person, honey, you just can't seem to break free. And no matter what you do, It just keeps coming up and coming up. Identify that person. Okay. Identify the emotion that you have around that person.
Okay.
And be very truthful with yourself. If it's sadness, go in and say how much sadness. If it's anger, what degree of anger? If it's resentment, what degree of resentment? So identify the person, identify the emotion.
Okay.
And then ask yourself, why are you still holding it?
Okay.
And your soul will tell you why you're still holding it. And sometimes it may be because it's part of your soul's work to be the change of that. Maybe there's anger around somebody overstepping their boundaries with you. And in that situation, there's an opportunity for the anger to go away, but the situation to stay where you could become an advocate for others who are in that same situation. You have a wonderful mentor counselor energy about you. You have a wonderful life coach energy about you. And so when you go in and you ask, why am I holding that? Your soul may very well say, I don't know. And then once you recognize that, then you start the healing process of letting it go. But when I touch you, Martha, it's one person, one emotion. That emotion is in your shoulders. It feels like it's affecting your thyroid. That emotion is in your stomach, in your personal power. It feels like it's caused you to get sour. I can feel it in your lower back where it feels like it's immobilized you. And in all these processes, what is happening is being drained of energy. Your immune system is out of balance. It needs to be rekindled and reloved. It needs lots of greens, lots of reds.
Okay.
That feels like, I guess the thing that I can say to you is that whatever emotion you are experiencing around that person and that situation, take it out of your spleen, take it out of your immune system, and just set it aside. Literally, visually, take it out. And that feels like it will help you with a lot of the issues. And the thing that feels with me, when I touch you real quick, honey, it doesn't feel like we have anything major. It's just your car needs to be retuned. You have a lot of little things that make you, when I touch you, it feels like there's something bigger and ominous inside, and I'm not picking that up. I'm just picking up spark plugs that need to be changed, change the oil, just kind of going in and looking again at this reinventing. What parts isn't working, and how are you going to reinvent those parts?
It sounds wonderful, Carol. Thank you so much.
I have a question, hon. Are you working with a doctor?
Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, I have a follow-up this week.
Okay. Has that doctor diagnosed you?
I have thyroid problems.
Mm-hmm.
But that's all they've said.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what? At that thyroid problem, your soul just said she's got a hairball stuck in her throat. Tell her to cough it up. Sorry. Sometimes the soul isn't as, clinically eloquent as I would like it to be. But there's an energy restriction in that throat area about not being able to, there's a resentment and an anger about not being heard.
Right.
And that person and that emotion and not being heard. You're a wonderful life coach, sweetie. You're a wonderful mentor, a wonderful counselor. You help people every day. In helping people, it can help that hairball kind of come up. But just bring it up. And then don't store anything in your spleen. Keep that immune system healthy and happy for me, okay?
I will. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. All right, so let's go in and finish this up, and then I'm going to try to squeeze in a couple other calls. There are actually four stages in the forgiveness process, and each stage not only leads us to the next, but it actually energetically builds off of each other. Stage one of forgiveness, awareness. This stage requires that we spend time thinking about an issue or an experience that we're trying to forgive. That's what I was just working with Martha. Martha, is there someone in her life that seemed to keep reoccurring and an emotion that did. Maybe it was something that was said or done. As time passes, we actually add more emotion onto that original situation because the mind experiences something and says, oh, well, that feels like that old hurt and it feels like that emotion. So let's just build off of that. So the stage one is awareness. Stage two is transformation. This requires that we go in and we actually identify the emotion that we are holding deep within inside. Once we find out what that emotion is, then the transformational process starts. And what that means is that then we start letting go of that emotion by literally acknowledging its presence. And transformation is actually the repairing and the letting go of the emotion that is being held deep inside. The third stage is transmutation. This stage requires that we reframe our emotional hurts in a way that they no longer have a hold over us. Transmutation is reinventing. Recreating is starting with nothing and building from that, creating an entire new foundation. Reinventing is taking what you already have, what you are really good at, what you really love, and building off of it. 999 is certainly supporting us energetically for that. Transmutation, visualization is like the phoenix rising from the ashes. And then the stage four is the transcendence. When that emotion is removed from your body, it literally frees us to rise above and move beyond that old hurt. And that's what really forgiveness is. It's when we recognize that we didn't do anything wrong or that we have held on to this long enough that it's drained of us energy. And now it's time for us to move beyond. It's like when I was talking to Selma in the first part of the call and everything. Maybe you will find in this energy shift of today, 999, and the release of the creativity and that activation of it coming to the surface, maybe you'll find that what you have done for 20 years or me as 28 years as a medical intuitive, maybe it isn't that I'm not going to stop being a medical intuitive. This is what I came back to do from my near-death experience. But I do need to reinvent that process so I can find the joy in it again so it doesn't feel like work. And that's how we renew. That's how we rise above. That's how we transmute. So again, we have wonderful opportunity to be able to do that. Four stages, stage one, awareness, stage two, transformation, stage three, transmutation, stage four, transcendence. Each one of those stages, as we enter into it, we'll build off of the other and create a momentum. And then forgiveness isn't hard. It's just literally a process, and that's the way forgiveness should be looked at is. It's a process that moves us towards self-acceptance and moves us towards self-love, and that really is the way the soul sees forgiveness. Okay, let's go in and let's do Maria, line three from New York. New York, hi, Maria.
Love you so much. I could just explode right now here at my office desk. I'm so full of love for you, and you're such a teacher for me. Even when we're not in contact, I keep thinking, what would Carol do? How would Carol see the situation? So thank you so much for all you do for me in all ways.
You are so welcome, but let's make me very human. Be sure when you tune in, sweetie, that you tune in only on the good days and not the days that it's like, what am I doing? All right. So how could I help you, Maria? I've only got a couple minutes, sweetie.
Yeah, that's fine. You told me once in reading that my boyfriend was going to be that I will end up marrying him. Mm-hmm. But we broke up, and so I'm kind of wondering if we'll ever get back together. His name is Gaetan.
Oh, let's see. I think when I did my last reading with you that you had just started the breakup at that point in time, haven't you?
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Okay, so it's still going. So what's wrong with this guy? I mean, doesn't he know what he's got here? So what is it? Let's turn this around, sweetie. Let's go in and let's look at all the things that you like about him, all the things that you love about him, and I'd like you to write those down. And then I would like you to go in and I'd like you to write down all the things that you don't like about him and all the things that irritate you about him. And then I would like you to notice that your list is a lot more of what you like about him versus what you don't like about him. It's very interesting, Maria. The him not coming back into your life doesn't feel like it's him, sweetie. I thought that when we first did the reading, he was kind of in a space where he was a little lost. But this is more about you, I think, in the relationship, defining what you really want in the relationship and the qualities that he has that you really want. And my sense is that then you'll re-fall in love with him, and then you'll be able to send out that magnetic attraction and attract him back. For some reason, he feels like his life is on hold. He feels like he's waiting for you. And what he's waiting for, he's not really sure, but my sense is that he's waiting for you to decide that this really is forever, that this is something that you will want to live with and you can be with, and that you'll be able to commit to the level that you want. It'll also give you the opportunity to recognize the things that he has as far as habits and be able to talk about him in a way that'll be very, very neutral. Mm-hmm. And I think that will help. But it's interesting because I'm getting mixed messages. He feels like he's on the other side saying, hello, Maria, are you going to call me? And mm-hmm. you're in there going, hello, I'm going to call you, but I can't find your number right now. So I'll get back to you. Mm-hmm. So maybe see if you can shift the energy that way.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I should want to be with him because that would require me moving to France. And that's the biggest part of the puzzle. Whereas maybe I could manifest someone who's here who is wonderful, but I'm not really sure if I have a certain contract or...
Well, the thing is with him is that the contract that you have with him is love. And that is what I'm really picking up, is I am really picking up that deep down inside, you do love him. Mm-hmm. And that's why I wanted you to do the I love you list and the things I don't care about you list, because I think it will help clarify in your mind what needs to take place so you can commit to the relationship and then talk to him about what you need from the relationship as well. I think it'll open up some grounds of communication with you. And again, he feels like he's waiting for you, honey. I don't know why I say that. He just does. And he's just waiting for you. And I'm not sure that it means that you have to move there. Somewhere in this space, maybe he's willing to meet you halfway. Maybe you're going to live in two different places. I'd love to say, Maria, that I find somebody else in your life lurking in the corridors, just waiting to love you. Sweetie, I don't. You're still tied to this guy.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay. Oh, very good.
I love you so much. Thank you for everything you do for everyone.
Well, thank you. I love you too.
Okay. Bye.
Oh, well, my pleasure. What a wonderful show it's been today. My gosh, we're just going in, and I was going to try to get Anne. I've only got a couple minutes, Anne. My apologies, sweetie, that I wasn't able to get in touch with you on the phone. To be able to wind up the show today, I didn't want to try to rush it. It felt like it was somewhat of a complex situation that you're currently in. So if you would be kind enough to call me at the end of the month, I'll look for your name and I'll pick up the phone and we'll talk at that point in time. All right. So today has been about forgiveness. Today has been about the 911, oh my goodness. Is that a Freudian slip? The 911. Let's talk about that. Everything changed on that day. It was the completion of a cycle. It was a beginning of something new. While there was tremendous destruction, as we all know, in the United States, there was a time that we all came together, we rallied together as a community, and we really created in that 911 the energy that we're in right now as far as coming back to what is important to us. So we have August 9th and the change and the shift of consciousness. We have the major event of 9/11 coming in. We have the 999 that is taking place today. a lot of different energies, a lot of sadness and a lot of joy. And so as you're going through the rest of the week, let's be very kind to ourselves, and 5 minutes a day, find something that you can do that is important to you that will allow your creativity to come forward. And one of the best ways to forgive yourself is to be creative. It's very difficult to think about all the hurts and all the things that were really bad that happened in our life when we're doing something that we truly, truly love. So 4 steps that awareness, to be able to do the forgiveness. We are all like the phoenix rising out of the ashes. We're all coming into a new space and place. Truly, truly, even though you may be out of sorts today, a very glorious time. Embrace your creativity, love your soul, and see your life through the eyes of the soul. It really looks very, very different. Light and love to all of you. Have a wonderful week, and I will be back next Wednesday to see you on the radio. Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You've been listening to The Carol Rideberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.rideberger.com. That's www.rideberger.com. See you soon.